Welcome to today's Daily Manna of Tuesday, the 23rd of December 2025. Today's topic is Misplaced Priority. Our text today is taken from Mark chapter 9 verses 30 to 37. And they departed thence and passed through Galilee, and he would not that any man should know it. Verse 31. For he taught his disciples, and said unto them, The Son of Man is delivered into the hands of men, and they shall kill him. And after that he is killed, he shall rise the third day. But they understood not that saying, and were afraid to ask him. And he came to Capernaum, and being in the house, he asked them, What was it that ye disputed among yourselves by the way? But they held their peace, for by the way they had disputed among themselves, who should be the greatest. And he sat down, and called the 12, and saith unto them, If any man desire to be first, the same shall be last of all, and servant of all. And he took a child, and set him in the midst of them. And when he had taken him in his arms, he said unto them. Verse 37. Whosoever shall receive one of such children in my name, receiveth me. And whosoever shall receive me, receiveth not me, but him that sent me. Key verse. Mark chapter 9 verse 31 to 32. For he taught his disciples, and said unto them, The Son of Man is delivered into the hands of men, and they shall kill him. And after that he is killed, he shall rise the third day. But they understood not that saying, and were afraid to ask him. Many of Christ's teachings were given in response to questions his disciples and others asked. It is proper and expected that people should ask for clarification when they do not fully understand an instruction or information they receive. However, in today's passage, the disciples of Christ were afraid to ask Jesus about a crucial matter they did not understand. Jesus has been talking about his death and resurrection. However, the disciples could not connect with the idea of the Messiah dying. They assumed Christ's messiahship was to deliver their nation from Roman domination and that they, the disciples, would occupy leading positions in the kingdom he would set up. So, when Jesus spoke about his betrayal, crucifixion, death, and resurrection, they did not understand and were afraid to ask him. The question is, why were they afraid to ask? Could it be that they feared Jesus would rebuke them for their ignorance, or that they would get an answer they would not like? Instead of asking Christ to explain more profound things about the kingdom, they debated who would be the greatest in the coming kingdom. The disciples were just like most people today in their lust for preeminence. Despite their shallow understanding of kingdom principles and the imminence of Christ's passion, the disciples were busy arguing about rank and position among themselves. The desire to be great and control others is a common human trait. Jesus sees our hearts and knows our secret ambition and lust for position. To cure this monster of unbridled lust for power, Jesus draws our attention to a little child to illustrate humility, meekness, and self-effacement. Children just serve and run errands with no ambitions to acquire power or prominence. We need to seek the right knowledge and understanding to practice what is most important in the kingdom. Thought for the day. Prioritize and pursue the most important kingdom principle. The Bible in 1 year. Read by Alexander Skirby. Jude.
The General Epistle of Jude. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father, and preserved in Jesus Christ, and called, mercy unto you, and peace, and love be multiplied. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before, of old, ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though ye once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. And the angels, which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah, and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire, likewise also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. Yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, the Lord rebuke thee. But these speak evil of those things which they know not. But what they know naturally, as brute beasts, in those things they corrupt themselves. Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain, and ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward, and perished in the gainsaying of Kore. These are spots in your feasts of charity, when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. Clouds they are without water, carried about of winds. Trees whose fruit withereth, without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots. Raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame. Wandering stars, to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lusts, and their mouth speaketh great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. But, beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time who should walk after their own ungodly lusts. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. The end of the General Epistle of Jude.
For more spiritual nourishment from Daily Manna, visit us at www.dailymanna.app. or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.